are listening to The Hidden Life of Toxins, the podcast that does toxin-free living research for you. My name is Christina Vine, and my mission is to help you become an empowered consumer who knows how to avoid day-to-day toxins without hours of research and hundreds of Google searches. In this episode, you're going to learn about a very toxic ingredient that hides in your healthy foods and supplements. I'm talking about natural flavors. Natural lemon flavor, berry flavor, vanilla flavor, and many, many others. They look so harmless on product labels. When it comes to artificial flavors, you are probably avoiding those already. But natural flavors, they are a healthy alternative, right? When I learned the truth about natural flavors, I was shocked. I couldn't believe that such a toxic ingredient is allowed in foods and supplements in every single country in the world. After listening to this episode, you will never see natural flavors as harmless ever again. Be prepared to have your mind blown. Let's dive right in. I want to start by saying that the information I'm about to share with you is not widely known in the health industry. I've learned the truth about natural flavors from Anthony William, also known as Medical Medium. And if you're a part of the Hidden Life of Toxins Facebook community, you might have seen me share that I have healed multiple health symptoms using his information. In my opinion, natural flavors are the biggest blind spot people in the health space have. And it's understandable, because who would question something that sounds so harmless? I hadn't, and then I just learned the truth by accident. I wasn't really looking for that information. Even if you see, let's say, a natural vanilla flavor listed as one of the ingredients in your protein powder, and by some miracle, you get suspicious and you Google it, what you'll find is a bunch of reassurances that natural flavors are safe. I actually Googled, are natural flavors harmful? Just for fun. And here are a couple of quotes from the first three search results I got. Just listen to this. Quote, both natural and artificial flavors are probably safe for most of us to consume. Another one, quote, are natural flavors actually bad for you? The short answer is, not really. And here's my favorite, quote, natural flavors are in no way harmful to your health. I don't think I need to continue. You got the gist. These are the answers you get, even if you do, like I said, by some miracle, question the safety of natural flavors. So, why are natural flavors harmful? Because they are hidden MSG. MSG, or monosodium glutamate, is a flavor enhancer. It is a neurotoxin that builds in the brain where it causes inflammation and kills brain cells. MSG contributes to many symptoms and conditions, but especially those that have to do with the central nervous system. And that's because it disrupts electrical impulses in the brain. If a person consumes MSG, one of the symptoms they might experience on a daily basis is feeling confused, especially when they're trying to process their thoughts or some information. Also, anxiety is so common these days, and MSG makes it worse. MSG can also cause headaches because when it builds up in the brain, it starts putting pressure on brain tissue. It can even be the reason behind microstrokes. Medical Medium shared that MSG is actually added to foods and beverages to make people addicted. This is some Matrix-level stuff. So, in the US, MSG took off in the 1920s and was widely used for decades until its safety started being questioned. After some time, MSG kind of quietly disappeared from the majority of products. Now, guess which food ingredient appeared on the market at the same time? That's right, natural flavors. We used to have MSG clearly listed on labels. Now, we have MSG and many other toxic chemicals hidden in natural flavors. It is very similar to fragrances in personal care products. There are thousands of ingredients hiding behind the term fragrance. And the FDA doesn't require companies to disclose components in their fragrances because this information is considered a trade secret. It is exactly the same way with natural flavors. Companies don't have to disclose the chemicals used to create the natural flavors in their products at all. When we buy products with natural flavors in them, we don't really know what we're getting. We now know it's MSG, but what else is in there? It's dozens, hundreds, and thousands of undisclosed chemicals. Natural fruit flavors are not just fruit extracts. These are chemical blends made in laboratories. You can see natural flavors listed on ingredient labels as simply flavor or flavoring. Or you can see more specific names like natural lemon flavor, vanilla flavor, chocolate flavor, chicken flavor, smoke flavor, and others. You can even see them listed as organic natural flavors. Don't be tricked by this because organic natural flavors are just as toxic. It doesn't make a difference. If you see pure vanilla extract on labels, it's safe, it's not a natural flavor, it's an extract. But it has to be listed exactly like that, pure vanilla extract. So, in which products are natural flavors used? First, foods and beverages. In almost everything, from processed snacks to the purest organic foods. They are in butter, cookies, granola, popcorn, plant-based milks, ketchup, pickles, protein powder, herbal teas, yogurt. The list is huge. I actually made a list of foods and other products in which natural flavors are often used. I will tell you where to get it at the end of this episode. Natural flavors are also widely used in supplements. And this is just brutal because we buy supplements to support our bodies and become healthier. But supplements with natural flavors in them will do more harm than good. It's important to realize that supplements usually contain more concentrated natural flavors and in larger amounts to hide the unpleasant taste of other ingredients. Honestly, you're better off not taking any supplements than taking supplements with natural flavors in them. You can also find natural flavors in personal care products, specifically dental care products. They are commonly used in toothpaste, mouthwashes, and dental floss. And I recommend avoiding dental care products with natural flavors in them. In general, choose products you use in your mouth carefully because ingredients in them get absorbed into the bloodstream really fast. Natural flavors are also widely used in lip care products, and then you end up eating them with your lip balm, for example, so look out for those. The most devastating thing about natural flavors is that they are even more common in products for kids. Candy is an obvious one, but it is very difficult to find multivitamins and toothpaste for kids without natural flavors in them. If you're picking up your jaw from the floor right now, I feel you. I had to pick up mine when I learned this too. After which, I checked the products used in my family and actually found natural flavors in a lip balm, the one I used every day, and my little sister's multivitamin that I had actually picked for her as a clean option. So, as you're going through the products you and your family use, be kind to yourself. You're always doing your best. It's not your fault you didn't know this about natural flavors. Now you do. Man, I feel like it's the most important episode I've ever done. If you'd like to receive the cheat sheet I've mentioned, join us over in the free Hidden Life of Toxins Facebook group. I've shared it in there. It is a list of products that often contain natural flavors. It will help you check the products you already use and avoid natural flavors in the future. The link to join us in the Facebook group is in the show notes. That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Please be kind to yourself. I'll see you next week.